Texte numéro 70. The commercialization of childhood itself. Commercialization of public and religious holidays helps promote sales as well. Christmas time in numerous countries, such as the United States, sees a very high amount of consumerism. The promotion of Santa Claus is a boost to commercialize Christmas, especially for children. The recent hype and success of Harry Potter, as well as other children's characters, has led to further sales for toy manufacturers. But as well as perhaps bringing joy and fun to children, as a report from US-based National Labour Committee says, for workers who have to make these toys, these can be toys of misery. Quoted from that report here at length is part of the preface. When you go into a Walmart or a Toys R Us store to purchase Harry Potter or Mattel's Barbie or Pokemon, do you ever think of the young women in China forced to work 16 hours a day from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight, 7 days a week, 30 days a month, for months on end, for wages of 17 cents an hour? Do you ever imagine women working all day long, handling toxic glues, paints and solvents, women fainting, nauseous, sick to their stomachs? Workers who have no rights and who, if they try to defend their most basic, internationally recognised human and worker rights, will be immediately fired and blacklisted. Some may still argue that there is not anything wrong with businesses trying to make sales and profit. However, the effects of things like mass consumption, the intense advertising and targeting to children, and its impact over so many aspects of daily lives is of concern. The effects of constantly buying things while discarding older but often functioning things also increases demands on the world's resources for this consumption, resulting in more waste to be managed and even more exploitation of other people to labour over this. In some cases, poor children are producing items such as toys that rich children play with, and so on. And all this while many still go hungry and poor because their lands are being used to export away food and other resources for producing products to be consumed elsewhere. What is most troubling is that children's culture has become virtually indistinguishable from consumer culture over the course of the last century. The cultural marketplace is now a key arena for the formation of the sense of self and of peer relationships, so that parents often are stuck between giving in to a kid's purchase demands or risking their child becoming an outcast on the playground. It is in this way that the pressure and drive for profits has led to an over-commercialized consumerism, which has wider effects around the world and on the unseen majority peoples of the world. Adapted from globalissues.org, November 2010.